Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
What
are animals here?
These
are Kosamon. Melrose! You've stepped out.
I'm the original.
I'm a dragon, Kef.
I like invisibility. This is cool.
And I can fly. I'm a dragon.
Gallop, duh. Hey, boulder. Light creature with stumpy appendage.
The name's Etchem. Cash Etchem. Are you here for the big tournament?
Yes.
What's going on?
I need you to steal some matches.
I'm sure I had the other ones here somewhere.
Cash, how's it going?
How about a practice battle? Look at you!
What has happened to your Gallop Duh?
Get him into the care center.
Maris, how many balls did he?
Just the one.
I need more.
Jeff's gonna grab four.
I'd like a new room.
This one should be to your liking. It's on the top floor.
What we need is backup for you guys. Find someone really drunk, try and steal his icons.
Barry, he's the
Barry, something for the minibar?
Sounds marvellous.
If we've got anything hard we can hit him.
The bottle's not going to work.
I'd
gag
club
him over the head and not
kill him. Be quiet. I wanted to show you to my little familiar here, Bill. Oh, how impressive is this guy?
Icosamon.
Why don't I land on your arm? I'll pretend to go into the Icosamon. And then you can say that you're trading me.
You want to trade my Humphrey for your what's his name?
Oh yes. I think we should toast this with another few drinks.
You get to the arena.
IDs, please. ID.
An official-looking person welcomes all of the Icosamon trainers to the games,
and then the lights go out. Fiery bird soars up to this cauldron that has risen. Flames appear, and the games are officially
open.
Hey, Malice.
What did I miss?
Barry, do you think they've got lasagna in there?
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action. Action. It was a grand ceremony of pomposity and fireworks and firebirds and fire rings.
Firebirds?
Fire.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yes, Malrus didn't see. Lots of firings.
I was in balls at the time.
Pontiacs everywhere.
Just absolutely covered in
Pontiac Trans Ams absolutely everywhere.
There's Burt Reynolds.
Yes, there is. Oh, I love Archer. And it was all fantastic. It was all fantastic. And you all had a lovely time.
Wait. Hold up. Have I seen the bloke? The official?
I think you came out of your ball a bit too late.
Did I miss him?
Well, you saw an official when he was asking for ID.
Yeah, that's not like...
No, I need the official.
Well, the last thing that was said, I think it was that he was doing a speech, and then the bird flew in and it landed in the cauldron. Yep. Fire came up, but he didn't say that he'd gone off the precipice. But you know, the dungeon master might be like, "Hey, guess what, guys? He's not on the precipice anymore.
He disappeared."
Not that I'm going to give him any ideas.
He's gone to the green room.
You might have to roll perception check here or something, Maurice. I don't know.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if you're doing what I think you're doing, there is going to be one hell of a perception check that's going to have to be required here, for the simple reason that what I want you to envisage is you are stood in, like, imagine if you will, a sports stadium.
Yes.
With seating all the way around. Yes.
Yes.
And a sort of competitive area in the centre, somewhere that would hold several thousand people.
Of course.
You know, this is a big event. This is like the event.
I would assume
of the Orcish Republic.
They would probably have some sort of giant sphere screen that one could observe from.
I mean, you could assume that if you wanted to assume that.
But it might be on the flame at this point.
They don't have
but
to.
But there is ever so slightly a turn of phrase that people use about assumptions and when you make them.
Yeah. Something about donkeys.
Yeah. When you assume something, it causes people to say ridiculous phrases. And
you look like a twat. Sorry, no.
Yes.
No,
says you with a dragon on your head.
Yeah, no, I've got a dragon on my head that keeps breathing fire every time I talk. It seemed apt.
So, despite the fact that you were able to hear this fella stood very high up in the stadium through magical means of magnification of voice, there isn't so much a giant sphere.
I love the idea that Maurus just sees this tiny figure from like half a mile away and is like, "I'm going to turn into him," and then just turns into this teeny tiny like 1-inch figure, and we're like, not quite what we planned here.
So I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you can't do something. So Maurus, if you would like to roll a perception check,
try
and see if you can identify enough details about this person who is stood probably the length of two football pitches away from you. Please feel free to roll for that.
Go on,
grab your D20 and give it a roll.
It's worth a try.
It would be rude of me.
At disadvantage.
Two nat 20s, one after the other. That's what we got. Come on.
It would be rude of me not to at least try.
I mean, it would. Yeah. It really would.
So,
pass the binoculars.
I don't feel like it.
So
Maris is squinting and Kes got binoculars from his invented his like his special kit.
I did get a monocle. But I don't think it'll be good for this.
When I come out of this ball, I think I'm probably still a slightly off looking Keth. So what's Keth's perception?
Okay. So I get a +5 for perception, and that is wisdom. So I have 15 on wisdom anyway. But +5 is very handy. I perceive many things.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do it because it's a 17.
Yeah.
No. I put the word natural in it. No. I didn't think it was going to work.
Yeah.
And as it's at disadvantage, can you roll again, please?
Yeah. It wasn't a 17. It was a
8.
4.
Counteract it with some inspiration.
I mean, just in case he rolls two consecutive more ones, because he'd have to roll that twice.
Hang on, if I did roll an at one as Keth, I can't do my lucky thing.
You don't have your lucky anymore,
so
don't roll a one.
Okay.
That's an 18 this time.
Yeah, so it would be the 17, which is not enough.
Is this important enough for me to use inspiration?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
But you want a third go at this?
Yeah. You got to know when to hold them.
No, I love that it would probably be the most uninspired time to use inspiration as well. Yeah. Just don't do it.
This would be a pick your battles moment.
Look, no, there's no railroading here.
No, that's true.
Yes. No, no, I won't do it.
No, okay.
Hang on. You've been in the same podcast. There's no railroading Maurus. If he wants to do something strange and destructive, potentially, he's going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there is, to be fair. That is fair. Okay.
Continue.
Okay.
I've heard his voice, though, so...
You have.
But you can't speak.
No, but if I hear his voice again and perceive him, then...
You'll know who he is.
I will know who he is, yes.
That's true. Yeah, logged that one away, just in the old memory bank there, you know. Yeah. The old...
Someone's been studying his character sheet.
Should have let me out earlier, guys. This would have been a lot easier.
You went into your own ball. You took yourself in.
Yeah, to get through security.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm still inside my icosa.
We only just got through security. Then this fucking bird came out of nowhere and Kes started chatting about lasagna. What? I was like, I best let Maurus out. Sorry, mate. There was no opt moment.
Oh dear. So the party sort of proceeds on, and there's much jubilation and orcish music, and then there's a giant barbecue, and Keth...
From the fire pit.
What are you eating at the barbecue? Yep.
They're toasting them.
Yep.
A big grill's laid down on top of this massive cauldron. They've got barbecue sausages and shit.
That's what I had in mind. When you say a giant barbecue, I thought there was just an enormous spit over a huge bonfire, and there's a giant...
No, there is. Yep. That is exactly what's happening, yep.
Well, after the open, I imagine it's like a giant barbecue tapas. So after the first course, the small one of lasagna, I'd like...
Is there lasagna? Did Keth get his lasagna?
I'll tell you what there is. There are, there's canapes of lasagna going around on little trays.
Tiny
little ramekins of lasagna.
And I imagine as a waitress or a waiter walks past, Kef just very politely but firmly just takes the entire tray.
How do you politely take an entire tray?
For me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Don't forget to share, Kef.
Feel free to dig in, man. I just love lasagna.
Where's Derek?
Is Kef secretly Garfield?
He just hates Mondays.
Yes.
Derek,
yes,
Derek
loves lasagna, hates Mondays.
Yeah, Derek's still in his Pokeball. I'm gonna let Derek out.
You're letting your Icosamon out, yeah?
I mean, I was just thinking about it as I was chewing on some lasagna. You may have misheard Kef as he had a mouthful of lasagna.
I believe it was Malmo's.
I believe it was Maurus decided to do it. So you tell me what's going on.
I mean, if I was OG, I was Kef covering to I let was him covering. Out.
No. You said I'm letting Derek out.
Fine.
I believe those were the words you said. Not I'm asking Kef. So I'm asking Maurus.
Fine. What are you doing, Maurus? I'm going to walk up to Kef and find Derek's icosable.
Okay, roll sleight of hand.
He's so unhappy.
As Kef.
Kef, what's your sleight of hand?
So you need to... Okay, so...
This is a good way to get to know all of Keth's skills, isn't it?
I know! Yeah. I'll text you.
Just send him your character sheet.
Yeah.
There's little bits that say redacted, like black line through, that you can't know about backstory and stuff, but most of
it looks like
there.
An old Cold War report.
Yeah.
Just let so many...
Keth Frost died.
Okay, so dexterity 17 anyway. But I get plus 3 for sleight of hand.
So that's a 15.
So it'd just be a straight contest, I suppose? My perception. Okay.
Yeah, do a perception check.
Oh, it's not gone well. 9. And that's with a plus 5.
Wow, that went really badly. So Maurus, you managed to... sneak up to Kef and successfully locate Derek's Icosa ball. And in a blinding sort of flash of white light, Gallop Derek appears in the room.
Welcome to the party, pal.
I just got to sleep in
much,
there.
Much shouting and alarm as...
What's going on? Where are we?
This is Yeast Master Bottle.
Lasagna.
What are you doing out? I was going to ask you the same thing.
At that moment, several event security come running up to you, Keth, pushing their way through the crowd, yelling at you about having an Icosamon loose at the event and demanding that you put it back in its Icosaball immediately.
Whoa, lads. Do you not see the tie?
It must be a faulty Icosaball.
Get him back inside. You can't have them loose in here. This is a party. I'm here to party.
I mean, why have you put a tie on him? But either way, get him back in his Icososphere.
Can he not stay out with this tie on? He looks very formal. I had to tie it.
Don't care how formal he is.
Derek, quick, become a rock.
I'll
put him away.
I'll just pretend to be a rock with a tie on it in the middle of this banquet.
In the middle of this nice function room.
Yeah.
What kind of tie was it? Was it a paisley?
Sure.
A bow?
Yeah. Why
not? Sure.
Whatever it makes was, you happy, Keth.
Yeah, it was one of the cloth ones. I don't know.
One of the cloth ones.
Yeah.
You know, those classic fabric ties as opposed to the glass ones that you usually wear.
These wooden ties are crap. You just can't wash them.
Oh, it was a novelty Christmas tie. I mean, glass light tie.
Yeah. Has it got a picture of Santa on one side?
Yes, and unfortunately, as I pretended to be.
And on the other side, it's got a
picture of Derek.
It's, yes. It's
got a picture of the Krampus, depending on which mood you're in. And then unfortunately, as I pretended to be a rock, it like accidentally activated one of the
jingles. What are you doing, Kev? Because these security are hassling you now.
Oh, well, it must be a faulty Icosaball. I'll just get him straight back in. No.
Derek,
I'm out here.
In you come.
Oh, is that a tray of lasagnas?
It's not for you, it's for me.
Oh, no.
Galloptors are in it. Whoa! Where is it? You definitely go back in now. So I'm going to throw my Icososphere at Derek. Sorry, man.
So I just want to paint a picture of words there. Derek, did you just pick up the entire tray and devour it, ramekins and all?
Yeah. I was pretty hungry, so.
Okay, fine.
Like the Cookie Monster.
Nom, 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 nom.
Hey, fun fact about the Cookie Monster. Cookies dissolve the Cookie Monster. So every time you see the Cookie Monster eating cookies, they're rice cakes. Because oil's bad for the felt.
Right. I thought you meant more, organism.
Yeah, I thought it was a medical condition.
Yeah.
The real Cookie Monster, is it, Tom?
that's what I thought, genuine living
Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Hey, look, anyway, this is real, he's real.
That's show business for you.
Don't ruin the magic shit. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So, are you attempting to get him back in the Icosaball then?
Yes, I'm going to have to reacquire him.
Okay, do it then. You need to roll some dice here. This is the usual procedure for the game. I think we've decided that it's you roll to hit with your dice, and Derek has to do a Constitution saving throw. Is what we seem to have settled on.
So I don't have any bonuses. I just have to roll
a 20 from the corner of my mouth and give
roll to hit your usual to hit with whatever your thrown weapon.
Scrape a little bit off a rock.
14, which isn't very strong.
My armor class is 16.
Yeah, it doesn't hit. You miss.
Bollocks. I can't really just go now, do it again until I get the right result.
No.
For fear of a monumental bollocking.
Can I roll?
You can do what you like. This is the magical world of D&D. You do you.
Because I feel bad, and I don't want Keth to get in any more trouble. And ball me too. Yeah. So let's see if I can roll.
No one wants a Keth balling.
Hold on, actually. We're doing this wrong. I'll tell you for why. Because I made you capture him again last time you did this. Because it was a new Icosaball.
Yes, it was.
But this is not a new Icosaball now because he's been in it. So I think
he just does it.
I think you can. It's a Constitution contest. I think. Did we decide that was what it was?
I'll go with that.
Because it's a battle of wills, yeah, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was definitely something to do with Will, because I remember Tom getting confused about where Will was as a stat.
Yes. So I think it's not a role to hit, because it's not a new icosable. I'm going to confuse because I did it last time because it was new. Fair. And I made a note of
catching a new ball. Yeah.
So let's do our contested roll.
Yeah. So let's rewind. Roll a contested constitution throw.
I'm going to constitution quickly throw back up the lasagna and eat it all again.
Yep. Yep. Do that. Do all that. So, Keth, roll a constitution.
Maurus has stood there like Doctor Strange.
Check.
Winding back time.
That's not great. 12.
19.
Well, okay, same result.
But it's the right one.
Yes.
So use inspiration.
However, is it quite evident, like, because there's security around us and stuff, and that it's pretty evident and they're going to get in trouble, right?
Yes.
I think in that case, I'll sort of begrudgingly stomp over to the icosavore and crush a few more ramekins on the way, and then just go, oh, you know, I really hate this, lads. I can't wait till this is all over.
And you duck yourself back. So after refusing to be recalled to your icosavore, you then stomp over and get inside it willingly.
It was my choice, yeah.
Nice, okay. Fine. Fine.
On his team.
See, chaps, sorry about that.
Oh, see, it doesn't happen again.
Of course.
And you spend the rest of the evening having hobnobbing and...
How the fuck did that happen?
Sipping glasses of...
Oh, they've got hobnobs as well.
Champagne.
Oh.
Yeah, chocolate ones.
Fuck.
And the barbecue's lovely. You have lots of well-prepared meats and some vegetarian options.
Jeff's grabbing a couple of hobnobs.
I have a question.
Making them invisible.
Go on.
Would there be, since it's a very swanky party on the eve of the opening ceremony?
Oh, guess what?
Is there?
Are you going to say girls?
A familiar voice in the room that we would have heard at the stadium.
Yes, there was, but I'm now back in my icososphere.
Roll investigation.
Keth, what's your investigation?
Oh, plus 3 on investigation.
Okie dokie.
Oh, he's got good stats, hasn't he?
It's like I built him.
Why does Keth always do so badly in a battle?
Rolling.
It's all down to this horrible 20-sided thing.
That is a 15.
With a 15, you tell me who you're looking for.
I'm looking or hearing... for a familiar
listening,
voice.
Some might say.
Yes.
That would
listening,
be the word.
For a familiar voice, which I would have probably have heard the tail end of back in the big stadium.
You're listening for the voice that was giving the speech, right?
Yes.
Yeah. With a 15, unfortunately, you don't hear that voice.
To be expected. But I thought I'd try it anyway.
You do hear Cash Etchum.
Oh,
what I'm listening for.
What's he have to say? What's he talking about? Can I eavesdrop?
You overhear him talking to Foggy, who's there as well.
Ooh.
Mm.
And you overhear them discussing some of their previous escapades. There was they were talking about this time they went to this city that was really polluted. And they cleared out a drain. And they were talking about this one time.
It's an odd life, isn't it?
Yeah. They went to this weird place that was full of butterflies.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And there was this one time they went in a cave and it was full of bats.
Standard.
And one of them had a rope around its neck for some reason. And
if found, please return to. This little brown paper label on the end of the lead.
But sadly, it's just you just hear them recounting some of their tales. It's nothing too exciting. Well, unless you're into that sort of thing, and then you might find enough content to stretch out for sort of 20 seasons of an animated TV show.
That sounds absurd.
You could potentially turn it into a series of video games or something if you were so inclined.
I think you're stretching. This sounds like a stupid idea. No one's going to buy that.
Nah. Perhaps a card game. Perhaps
no one will make
game.
Any it's, card it's, trading games.
It's probably not going to run for about 20 odd years either.
Hmm. No, madness.
I'm not still watching it.
Oh, Pokemon. You're talking about Pokemon.
That's my line. The what?
Anyway. So the evening progresses and you find yourselves clearing out and heading back to the apartment and very briefly, let's just discuss what your nighttime arrangements are going to be, because you've been advised to get yourself a good night's sleep, because tomorrow is the first day of the tournament, and you need to be up bright and early to find out exactly when you will be fighting your first match.
So we're back in the apartment now?
Yes.
So the first thing I'm going to do is to prevent any further escapes or catastrophes is immediately release Derek. Once the door's firmly closed and the chain is on.
Derek, out you come. Anybody got any of those hobnobs knocking around?
No, there weren't any.
Jeff brings over the two hobnobs that he grabbed earlier and hands them both to Derek.
Thank you very much.
Apart from those ones.
Apart from those ones.
Keth brushing crumbs from his side of his mouth like,
he's covered in oaty flakes.
You know, I don't even remember them.
Throughout this entire time.
I nearly bit my fingers off, they were that tasty.
since becoming an Ice Cosamon, Jeff's had a sort of recurring thought at the back of his head. It's a bit of a bad one, and he's not really wanting to address it, but it feels like now would be the right time. And so he very, very tentatively takes himself off to sort of like the bathroom on his own. And look, he's staring at himself in the mirror and he makes himself visible.
Don't look
at
yourself.
And he takes a copy of the Avon book and guides to the laundry
every time,
pages.
Every time.
Looking how to at have himself dead in the eye.
How to have a deep moment. And as he's staring at himself in the mirror, looking at this massive green dragon with butterfly wings, he just says, "Casper?" As he thinks to the little boy that was up his sleeve as he got kicked into this machine and wonders what has become of Casper. And there's no fucking noise! No!
He's with the flying broom now.
He's flying that broom.
If this heavens. If this arc has killed Casper, I... Boys, you're about to see a real different side of Fairy Dragon
Jeff.
Joy
on the Dungeon Master's face.
You are going to see a real different side of Fairy Dragon Jeff.
He might not be dead. He might just be with your kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be in a pocket.
Hold on to that hope. Hold on to the hope that he might not be dead.
Yeah, I still haven't got any confirmation that Bibbidi Bobbidi Broom is not complete. Isn't Matchwood? I mean, it's probable, but not.
Think of Casper as Schrodinger's octopus.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, you drinking that?
The viewers at home, a lot of strong liqueur has been swallowed by.
Okay.
That gulp was entirely blackcurrant liqueur. Then.
Yeah.
Just neat Ribena. Double strength, because I'm fucking on.
God, slow down.
Jeff.
His teeth are red.
Jeff. Roll a d10.
Oh. We'll cut the rest of that nonsense out, and then we'll just put that in.
Right.
Jeff's locking the door and crying for a minute.
Is anyone else doing anything before you go, before your nocturnal activities? You hear that noise, but weirdly echoey because it's coming from the bathroom.
Is that what happens afterwards?
Yes. Yeah. That's how he finishes.
Derek's going to guilt.
Just he's guilt just and shame.
Be disgusted and go.
You just hear the word, Casper! And that's it.
Oh, gross.
You fucking went there. Don't start it. Don't start on me because I ended it strong.
Are those the sounds of his tears hitting the floor or some other liquid?
I can hear Casper squelching about in there.
Back to my earlier question.
Poor little fucker. Oh, I can't hear this. Come on.
Obvious.
Is anyone else doing anything this evening?
A lot of me's tempted to see what the these other Icosmon are, but they could. I don't want to risk like unleashing a dragon that doesn't know who I am.
In the apartment.
In an apartment the night before the games. It's that lunatic in room something.
I mean, you could open Barry's door and just open it in his apartment. Oh, no, they're his Icosmon. Don't do that.
Yeah, then they're his. Ooh. And you'll go, oh, thanks for returning those.
Someone nicked them earlier. Oh, I found them outside, mate. Oh, shit.
He's absolutely... He's trash now. He was trousered before the game... Well, before the opening ceremony began.
So he's either sobered up or...
Yeah, should we break into his room and see what
he's
got?
In the emergency room. We'll just nick his stuff.
Take his trousers, then see him go to
so
fucking
games
tomorrow.
So we've gone shoplifting...
We
bought one Icosaball. That was our good deed for the Ark, and that's it. We're fucking nicking everything else from Barry, likely.
Well, we, you know, we
petty
got that
larceny.
Much money.
You're now going burglary. Like,
we didn't we kill just, though. We didn't murder
yet.
We didn't murder yet.
I love the enthusiasm, guys.
Team Shuttle in disguise. Are you Team Shuttle in disguise?
Yeah, actually, Derek would like to commit a very quick murder before he goes to sleep.
Keth?
Yes.
Do you have any of your weapons
on you? I mean, yes. Yeah, nothing's changed.
I'm not in the room.
So you still have all of your kit on you?
I'm entirely kitted up. Because I walked into that original room, you guys all leapt eagerly into the strange machine. Well, not all of you did. One of you was booted in, but yeah. So nothing has changed me.
Tricked.
I've got a snake up my arm and all my weapons and a pocket full of dreams or Icosaballs, one of them,
or both,
or both.
Okay, right. So this Jeff's coming out now. He's stroppy.
Oh,
he's
good for you, man.
Oh, and he's. Not like that. Oh, yeah. And he comes out and he's sort of like, where's Bill?
Come on, Pedro, we're going to be late. They're probably already in my office. And you know what happened last time? My office was trashed.
There you all are. Well, we know what you're here for. It's time to commence the moment with the Dungeon Master. Right, the most important part of the moment is to give you lovely lot an enormous, great big lump of thank you for being here. Royal Britannia is nothing without its loyal support and love that we receive every single week from you, and we really appreciate every tiny little bit. Despite the scurvy and the danger and the terrible toilet facilities, you're back again! Huzzah! And get out of the way, it's a random load of shawty! Why? Do I always forget to open the window and let these in? Well, this week it seems that TV host Dermot O'Leary has been listening in to the show and using our hilariousness as inspiration before he steps in front of camera. Well, Dermot, I hope you're not stealing our jokes. Otherwise, I'll have to send Pedro your way. And trust me, you don't need him in your dressing room.
Hello?
Pedro, I was just talking about you. Yes, of course, all good things. Now, where's my shout out? Wonderful. Are you going to hand it over? Nicely? I assure you, Pedro, I was only saying nice things. Mostly. No, shoo. So, this week's shout-out goes to T-Dot? 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 I'm sorry if I'm sorry. One of those will be right. Who gave us an amazing review on iTunes. Thank you for your lovely comments. And we're really glad that you took the time to do it. And yes, you're right, you don't need to know much about D&D to enjoy the show because, well, let's face it, we don't know anything either. So, you know. what's all this? What's all this here? A huge pile of scrolls that are all addressed to me? And I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, James, how do I get my own shout-out? James, can I have an NPC named after me? James, were you missold payment protection insurance? Well, that really must be an old one. Well, the answer to all of those questions, apart from that last one, is yes. All you need to do is get in touch. And luckily, that couldn't be simpler. One quick search on social media, and there Royal Britannia shall be. Whichever one you like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, we are there, and we love chatting to you lot. So, don't be shy. Just get involved. Now, if you're really enjoying the show, one amazing thing you can do for us, and it only takes a second, is to give us a lovely 5-star review. Some kind words from you really helps to keep the mighty Royal Britannia pirate ship afloat, and it also helps more fantastic people just like you to discover the show. And don't forget, bash that subscribe button. Otherwise, I'll make you muck out Pedro's cage. Right, I can't sit around here spouting knowledge and dishing out wisdom all day. I've got an adventure to administrate, a world to run, a universe to control. Get out of here, you lot. Go on. Go!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on there, James. Just before we get back to the action, I want to chip in. Get it? Anyway, did you know that support for Royal Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? They're the champions of the world. Not only do Manscaped offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, but Manscaped have just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0, all across Europe. So, having been sent a bunch of stuff from the lovely people at Manscaped, I decided that it was time that this buccaneer braved the bush once more. Now, after previous frightful experiences, the jungle was approached with caution. But after the first stroke of the Lawnmower 4.0, it was like I was Tarzan, cutting through the trees with ease. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. So now I feel confident shaving my boys once more. Plus, not only are there additional guard lengths to customise your trim, lengths 1 to 4, but also it has a super useful 4000K LED spotlight for when a more precise shave is needed. Also, big shout out to the Manscaped Ball Toner. I'm not quite sure what it does, but man is it refreshing. So why not join me, the other Buccaneers, and over 4 million other people worldwide who trust Manscaped? And with this exclusive offer for you, our wonderful listeners, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. That's ROLLBRIT, R-O-L-L-B-R-I-T at manscaped.com. Now we can get back to the action.
Listen, I'm not fighting anyone, and anyone who's stronger, that much stronger. But Bill could probably kick my ass at the moment. He's about twice my size, lengthwise. So I need to fight someone right now, and so I want to challenge him.
I've not actually seen that part of Bill, but I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Are you having a fight with Bill?
I want to fight Bill.
Is Bill going to take part in this fight, Kev?
He does. I'm going to bite Bill. If he doesn't, I'm biting Bill off the bat. Can I roll to hit Bill?
No, Kef wouldn't.
He's up Kef's sleeve.
You're not fighting Bill.
Can I roll to
You're not fighting Bill. You don't
can roll to. You can roll to attack.
Jeff.
I want to do that.
Right, roll to hit.
Oh, wow.
Surprise round.
12.
It is a total surprise, yeah. All right, let's find Billiam's stats.
I can't imagine that 12
It's not going to hit.
Bill.
No.
Or Keth.
No.
No. Let me find him, because I wasn't expecting that at the moment.
He just seemed like the best sort of fit for Jeff to want to fight out of all of you. I wasn't going to fight any of the other proper Icosamon, because I've got 40,
He's not
15.
An Icosamon.
He is.
He is,
He's
to be fair.
Snake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
any beast from the D&D world could be an Icosamon.
Mm.
It's true.
And plus, true, when you threw him out in front of Barry, he was like, oh my god, that's a really impressive Icosamon.
True.
Okay. So, what did you roll again?
I rolled a 24. No, 12.
No, you didn't.
But I'm invisible. But I can turn invisible and then I have advantage.
I'm afraid a 12 isn't going to do it.
Natural 20.
Okay. Natural 20 hits.
Thank you. Do I get Bill?
Yeah.
Arr, that's one damage.
Yep. Cool. One piercing damage on Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to grab Jeff's Icosa ball and lob it at his head.
You don't know where I am? I'm invisible.
Well, no. Let's all do, if anyone who's partaking in this fight now,
roll initiative.
I would like to. I'd like to partake, but only in the sense of just sitting and watching because I'm just happy to be out, basically.
Okay. I mean, you can still roll initiative and you can have your turn jeering if you want.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
So I'm getting involved purely for the de-escalation of it all.
Yeah, you said that last time, Maris.
That worked, yeah, that worked well last time.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just stay the fuck in your own lane and out of my battles, bitch.
Well, so if we're battling in a penthouse on the night before the first match, we're going to raise some
I just
sort of
found
suspicion.
Out my best friend might be dead. You can so fuck you, off.
So your immediate reaction was to try and kill somebody else's
best friends?
Best friend.
I thought we were best friends.
You don't always believe me and do what I ask when I need you the most. He does. He's always been there for me and now he might be dead.
Who?
Back off, Maris. I've bitten
Who?
Bill. Deal with it.
Why?
Who
are you talking about?
Oh,
and how did
you
get in my
no
sleep?
Idea who I'm on about. This is mental.
Yeah, that is one word for it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Classic Jeff. I don't care. This is, yeah, that's
okay.
A really good point.
What
Paul,
initiatives
sorry.
Have we got then?
13.
Okay.
Fuck. 13.
Bill is obviously involved, so he got a 15.
Nice.
Okay.
I got a 15 too.
Eight.
What's your initiative modifiers?
I don't know. Because it does just says armor class, strength, dexterity, constitution, wisdom, intelligence, charisma. And then it says skills, arcana, perception, with stealth.
What's your dexterity modifier?
Yeah.
20.
No, as in what's the modifier?
Whoa!
It just says 20.
So 10.
Does it not have a bracket?
No.
Plus, oh, okay, fair enough. Wow.
No. Not that I can see on this particular page. I might have a different reference.
If you've got a 20, that's a modifier of 10, isn't it?
Yeah, he's an invisible dragon.
Okay, you're going to go ahead with Bill. Yeah. Tom, what did you roll?
I'm Bill, but invisible, basically.
Sorry, Keth. What did you roll?
Invisible.
Keth did do great. He got an 8.
8. Oh, dear.
I got an 8 as well.
8. Who's got the higher initiative?
Bonus. My dex is plus 2.
Yeah.
My dex plus 3 for initiative.
There we go. What a lovely order. Jeff.
Yes.
You're up first.
Right. So
this is weird for me because this is an entire round of combat I have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Let's crack on. I'll leave you to it and I'll just
I got into the roleplay a bit too much, my bad. You can't just do that to me, James. If this is what you do to me, this is the result. I'll attack my friends.
Wouldn't be the first.
I'm going to euphoric breath, Bill.
So this is James's fault. So you're saying?
Yeah, it does seem like a strange choice.
I'm going to euphoric breath, Bill.
Okay.
And what does that do?
So I'm going to fly at Bill. In fairness, I've just bitten him, so he's right there. So I'm actually going to puff the euphoric gas up Keth's sleeve. And
he's got
then
one inflated sleeve like he's a bride from the 80s.
And you've got and Bill's got a succeed on a DC 11 wisdom save throw, or for 1 minute he can't take reactions and must roll a D6 at the start of each of his turn to determine whether it's behavior to determine its behavior for that turn.
Holy crap. So Bill needs to roll a wisdom saving
wisdom
throw
save and get
wisdom
more
save
than,
off.
11.
DC how wise is a snake?
Not, he's not that bad.
Find out.
He's not great on strength and charisma. Little bit of wisdom. Not great on intelligence. Which is why he hates peace accords, as we know.
Yes, we do know that.
Oh, that's not great. with my modifier, with Bill's modifier,
yep.
3.
No. You are
no.
now.
Sorry,
you are now got inflicted. No, with
sorry, what did you? What did you actually roll?
2.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not going to do it.
No, it's not. Now, what was the rest of the spiel? Bill can't have reactions.
So he can't have reactions, and at the start of each of your turn, at each of his turns, he must roll to determine its behavior during the turn.
So Bill, roll a d6, yeah. I guess, because it's Bill's turn.
James, do you have any idea what the
another 3
behavioural patterns might be? Because there's nothing here.
I just feel sorry for Bill here. He was asleep up Kev's sleeve and got bitten and gassed.
On a 1-4, the target takes no action or bonus action and uses all of its movement to move in a random direction. On a 5-6, the target doesn't move, and the only thing it can do on its turn is make a DC 11 wisdom saving throw, ending the effect on itself.
All right.
So what did you roll?
I rolled a 3, so that means I...
So you take no action or bonus action, and you use 100% of Bill's movement to move in a random direction.
What's Bill's movement? Isn't it like 30 feet?
It's got more because he can fly.
Yeah.
Hit the wall. Sure,
okay.
So he's just pinging
so
off the
he
wall.
He goes 60 there. Feet. How big is the apartment?
I mean, across all the rooms, probably about 60 feet. But so that would be just... back to one wall, the longest possible distance between two walls in the entire apartment is probably 60 feet.
I suppose it would make sense. Basically, then, so Bill was asleep, was bitten, and a sucker punch bite on his snake ass, and then just went,
and snaked off to the other side of the apartment,
jetted
basically.
Off in alarm.
He must hit the wall quite hard, though, because the wall, if, you know.
Like a piece of spaghetti.
Yeah.
I just picture him not taking a directly straight line.
Yeah. But off in the direction.
Just zigzagging, hasn't quite unfurled one wing properly, like
crashes into a lamp on the way, you know.
Takes out the chandelier as we're in the
and he can't take
executive suites.
He can't take reactions.
He can't take an action or a reaction, no.
So does that mean he can't do the drive by thing?
He can't do anything this turn.
Can't do anything.
His entire turn is fuck off to the other side of the room.
Yep,
60
I can't
feet away.
Use, I quite like drive by, but let's call it
45 feet from where you are in a straight line.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got 45 feet. Are we saying he's hit a wall?
Oh yeah, probably a few appliances,
lamps skittered off a few bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now it's 45 feet away, but
the tea and coffee making facilities are scattered.
There's and tea bags course. And plastic UHT milk cartons flung
and
everywhere.
The, you know, the little gingery biscuits have been flung across the room.
Oh, those are my favourite.
The Lotus Biscoffs, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I could not. As if you had that in your head. Lotus Biscoff. Pow.
Jeff's going to use he's going to use his remaining movement just to get out of Keth's sleeve and to basically move to a corner, the opposite side, so he can get his like back up into the wall. And survey the situation the other way, so he can see Bill's the other side of the room for him.
Yeah, okay. Malrus?
I am going to grab Jeff's icososphere from Keth's belt area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go, Jeff...
Cookies.
Jeffy, where are you?
Cookie num nums, cookies.
I've got some biscuits for you. Come on.
Who's a good Jeff? Who's a good Jeff?
Come on, Jeff. Come out. Can I roll to hear? Listen to see if I can hear him doing any giggles or like he might have been rubbing up against a wall somewhere or just something.
Yeah, roll weird. Perception.
Grinding his dragon teeth.
Yeah. What was your perception again, Keth?
I get...
+5, I think.
I do. Stop taking notes.
So that's a 20.
Plus reductive.
Okay, wow. Yeah. With a 20, you do hear some rustling from the corner where Jeff is. Also, Jeff, your dexterity bonus is +5. Just FYI. It makes no difference to this, just worth knowing.
Okay. Can I throw the icosaball into the corner of the room in the noise
you
general direction?
Shouldn't need to, because it's... You can just return him because it's a ball he's previously been in. You're not capturing him in this new
ball. Surely I've got to be, it's got to be in the vicinity of you know, in the range.
Yeah, you just the direction. You got to point it at him, but you don't have to. You got to point it in that direction, but you don't have to throw the thing.
I'll point it in
so it'll be a Constitution contest.
Dun 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 dun.
What's your Constitution, Cass?
For God's sake.
And mine says
plus two.
Mine's 13. So what does that give me? A plus.
Plus one. I'm looking at your stat sheet at the moment. It's a plus one.
Oh, can you send it to me then? Because I've got, I must not have a full stat sheet of mine.
Yeah, you don't. Clearly.
Oh, I know mine.
I know mine.
3, 2, 1.
18.
18. Oh my God. Oh,
and
my
it goes
God.
To the runner. It goes to the runner, you bastard.
Yeah. You wait, put up a bit of a fight, but you are sucked
said,
back
what's the
into
plus
the...
Oh, you've got a plus two, I've got plus one. Either way, you'd fucking win.
Yes.
The straw clutching ends.
Yep.
I'll play fair.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good
unless,
of you to
unless
play
you
by
Bill.
The rules.
Well, yeah.
Who didn't get...
What did Bill do to deserve any of that?
As the Icososphere pops back into my hand after capturing... Jeff, after that little bit of a struggle, I'm just be like, whisper to the ball. I don't know if you can hear me. Let's be like, sorry, dude. Don't want any fuss caused tonight. I'm just going to chuck it back in Keth's direction.
Thanks, man.
All this fighting's rather entertaining and all that, but is anybody else absolutely knackered?
I'm shattered and hungry.
There's a couple of Lotus Biscoffs on the floor over there if you want, want some of them.
Thank God. Bill. They're out of lasagna.
Bill, come on down, buddy. Bill. Yum, yum,
yum. I'm still going to fight Bill.
What did Bill do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And I will be there to put Jeff in his place once more.
Oh.
What we don't want is for Bill to just go on a ramp. You don't want Bill to just kick your ass really badly, ready for a fight.
Yeah,
don't
was,
want that situation.
I was losing
happen.
That battle, wasn't I? After biting him and throwing him.
No. What we don't want is it to
he
actually...
He was kicking my ass. Sorry, Keth. That's why you had to put me in my fucking cage, because I was fucking losing, you little bitch.
You did do one piece of damage, yes.
You send your little doppelganger after me. Oh, I don't want to hurt my little baby boy. Mine might have fucking died. Bastard!
God.
Oh. How am I getting the incoming?
I know.
I didn't even have a go.
You're the master.
He's not the reason
control.
Why.
You're my little battle bitches.
So
I'm having an emotional crisis, Keth, and you just send me to my room. What kind of father are you?
Every father.
The only one you've got.
Good response.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dad.
So all this madness has sort of calmed down, and you can hear grumbling coming. If you put Jeff's Icosis ball to your ear, all you can hear is.
I thought that was Derek's stomach. He's starving.
I could eat a horse.
Are you all gonna chill the fuck out and go to bed now?
Yes.
After ordering room service, yes.
Okay, this is an important question. What did you have from room service?
I had a horse. I literally just said I could eat a horse. But I got about halfway through it and thought...
Actual horse. Which half did you get through? The front, the back, or the side?
I feel like the rump at the back end is probably meatier, so I probably went straight to that.
Did you start from top down?
I like the ears. You've got to have the ears and the mane fresh, otherwise...
You want to save the hooves till last.
Yeah.
Was it from nose to tail, but in half? Have you eaten...
Goodness me. So the next morning...
All the horses are now turned off the podcast. Great.
There's announcement comes over
with
the
their hooves.
The hotel going, the knockout gas will be released now, and you all pass out.
Yeah. So you wake up in the next morning, and frankly, it's like the scene from the...
Godfather, where there's a half a horse in the bed.
I suppose I've got the only bed, so it'll be next to Kef's head.
Oh, that's where I left that.
I was thinking more of The Hangover, because there's just chaos. There's half a horse just in the room. Empty beer bottles about the place. There's Lotus Biscoff scattered around the room. You know, Mike Tyson's there.
I can't wait for the fan art of this.
Jeff's balls buzzing on the floor still.
Just with a bunch of angry noises coming from inside.
Yeah,
still ranting.
Slowly, like, shuffling and across the carpet. Like,
And you're awoken to the sound of knocking at the door.
Yes.
The knocking persists. I mean, where are you waking up, Kathy? Are you waking up in the bedroom, or have you just passed out on the floor somewhere?
I was in the bedroom next to the horse's head.
Next to the horse's head.
I don't want the room cleaned. Go away.
As the knocking persists, I'm just going to walk over to the door, picking bits of hoof out of my teeth, and just open it.
Yeah.
At the door is an orc wearing a sort of smart red uniform with a sort of fairly simple, sort of circular red and gold hat, sort of perched at a slightly jaunty angle on their head. And
what do you want?
This uniform has sort of gold frogging and gold buttons and stuff. And the orcs is, yes. And he he sort of clicks his heels together and says, "Got a message for you. Your trainer." And hands over a piece of paper.
That's me. That's me. What is it?
As I stumble out
of the bedroom.
Message for you. And he sort of leans around Gallop Derek and sort of hands the paper over to you, Keth, sort of round the side of Gallop Derek, who sort of was standing stonily in the doorway.
What do you
quite
want?
Menacing,
yeah.
Probably still holding the door, not on its hinges anymore,
because
he probably opened it from the wrong side.
Still wearing a tie.
And he hands you a sealed envelope. Envelope, depending on how posh you are. And I say, clicks his heels, turns about smartly, and briskly walks away.
Oh,
nice chap.
That breakfast still hasn't arrived yet. Is it on its way?
It's coming, sir. Coming, sir.
Five orders, please.
Because I'm thinking of Derek and how big and hungry he generally is.
Well, he ate a whole horse last
night. Yeah, I'm actually pretty stuffed.
Well, except the head.
Read it. Read it, Kath.
Right. And then Keth will open the... Is it all sealed? Like,
it is,
in,
yeah,
not sealed, not just gummed, but like a red wax seal on the back.
It's got a waxed seal on it, yes.
Mm. What's the picture of on the seal?
It is... It's an intricate design of a shield of the nature that you...
Strategic homeland. Oh, okay. No. Wrong one. Wrong shield.
It says fidelity. It's a shield that you... You're not super familiar with, but it looks vaguely familiar to you, as though you might have seen it in relatively recently. It's a shield that it's divided in quarters. In the top right and the bottom left are two icosahedral designs, and in the top left and the bottom right, the top left contains what appears to be a sort of stylized orcish figure, and the bottom right is a sort of fairly gruesome looking sort of orcish weapon.
So would I be able to, I don't know if that explanation is all we're going to get, but if I rolled a history check, would I find out, would I recognize the figure or the weapon, or is that all we're going to get?
It really depends on Keth's knowledge of orcish history.
Well, there is some there.
So roll a history check then.
I shall. Not ever done one of these before, I don't think. I'm sure the ladies and gentlemen at home will correct me. Okay. How about, again, not very good, 14. With a plus zero to history.
The plus zero makes all the difference, you see.
It does indeed.
With a 14, you do recognise this shield. You sort of stare at the embossing in this wax seal, and you realise that where you've seen this before is actually on the outside of a number of buildings in the Orcish Republic that you've seen. It
and your a vague memory comes back to you that the Orcish Republic has itself a ruler and a family that rules over the empire. It's a constitutional monarchy. You see, they have a house of rulers who do very little other than things like state openings and, you know, cutting ribbons and smashing Orcish beer bottles on new land ships and things. and then they have the sort of the Senate, the Republic itself, who do most of the decision making within the empire. So you recognize this as the seal of the official, for want of a better word, royal house of the Orcish Republic.
The Royal House of the Orcish Republic. And do I recognise... That's very nice. Very happy with that. What about the weapon?
It's just an Orcish weapon.
Is it a blade or a...
It is indeed a blade, yes.
Oh, it is a blade, right.
Yes, yes.
So it's not some sort of firearm. Okay, fine. And the icosahedral designs. Any more to add?
They look very much like icosaspheres.
Thought so. Cool. Okay. Recognize him. And then I'll slip open the envelope.
Ooh! Inside is a...
With my ruby letter sword. Which I got a little while ago.
Yes. Inside is... it looks quite a lot like a colourful pamphlet, which has... Inside it, a sort of grid, a tree, if you will, of, well, basically, it's the schedule for all the fights that are due to take place. And in all of the little boxes on the first row are all of the names of all of the competitors, and they've all been paired up. And each one of those leads to another pairing from the previous four, and each one of those... leads to another pairing from four below that until you get to the final two.
I'm
going to lean over Cass's shoulder stage and say, "We've got no fucking chance."
It's like I'm talking to myself.
You seen how many people we've got to beat?
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to grab because I want him to see this. Hopefully he's had the night to calm down. I wanted to see this so we can see what's going on, what's happening next. And I'll grab Jeff's Icosa ball and hold it up to my face and go, Kef hold it to his face and go, "I need you to be cool and come and have a look at what we just received in the post. There's even some breakfast on the way." And then I will release Jeffrey.
Nothing comes
okay.
up.
Okay.
You see nothing. You hear, maybe hear something.
Okay, cool. Jeff, if you're here, this is what's going to be happening. We know who we're fighting first. I suppose we've got our name in our first battle, haven't we?
You do, yeah.
Who is it?
And as it happens, the first battle is between Emperor Keth Frostein.
Yep.
They spelled it right. Excellent.
They have, yes. And someone whose name is Caitlin.
Caitlin.
And what's even more pressing about this is that it says that the battle starts in just under 10 minutes' time.
Oh, shit.
I've got to clean my tie. I'm not going to get breakfast.
So Keth got his lasagna. In fact, he took the tray. Derek caused a commotion, then put himself away. They all head back to their room for some needed shut-eye. Jeff checks on Casper, but there is no reply. Angry and emotional, Jeff takes it out on Bill. Derek orders a horse from room service, then finally sleeps and chills. Awoken by a messenger with news on who they're battling. Their first match starts in 10 minutes against the trainer, Caitlin. So will our bucks come together to beat their first competitor? We'll find out next time on Roll Britannia!
Now then, you lot, we need your help. We need to make our piratical adventure simply the best D&D 5e podcast out there on the seven seas. So we've decided to be very brave indeed and launch our own Roll Britannia Patreon page. And don't you worry, though we may be scoundrels and vagabonds in the Shattered Lands, we're certainly not going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line our coffers. All of the money we raise will be ploughed right back into the show, so we can be the best that we can be. So what's in it for me, I hear you say? Well, there's a whole treasure chest worth to be had. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets of our favourite heroes and where it all began. You'll also be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Teledath. You can get your hands on ARC-exclusive merchandise too that you won't find in our shop. And the best part, your very own handcrafted, beautifully made and totally unique piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. Just look out for Roll Britannia on Patreon.com or even easier, follow the links in our social media or Linktree pages and let us navigate the way for you. And worry not, the nautical antics of the Roll Britannia Buccaneers will still be available every Wednesday as usual, absolutely free. After all, we certainly wouldn't want any of our amazing and loyal fans to be spending any more than they can afford. We wouldn't have got anywhere without you and all the other awesome fans out there. So, with your help and your support, you, yes, you, can make this show even better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Roll Britannia Patreon. Available now.